Unit 2, pages 84 to 85. Literature, Exercise D.
Robbie, based on the short story by Isaac Asimov. Part 2. George Weston was comfortable. There was nothing he liked more than to relax after a good dinner on Sundays and read the Times newspaper. So he wasn't happy when his wife walked in. After 10 years of married life, he still loved her, and he was always glad to see her, except on Sunday afternoons just after dinner, when his idea of comfort was to sit in silence for 2 or 3 hours. "George? George, will you put down that paper and look at me?"
"What is it, dear?"
Mr. Weston dropped the paper and turned a tired face towards his wife.
"You know what it is, George. It's Gloria and that terrible machine."
"What terrible machine?"
"Now don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. It's that robot Gloria calls Robbie. He doesn't leave her alone for a moment."
"Well, why should he? He's not supposed to. And he certainly isn't a terrible machine. He's the best robot money can buy. He cost me a lot of money. He's worth it, though, because he's much cleverer than half the people I work with."
He made a move to pick up the paper again.
"You listen to me, George. I don't want a machine to look after my daughter. I don't care how clever it is. It's a machine, and no one knows what it may be thinking. A child just isn't made to be looked after by a thing made of metal."
Mr. Weston frowned.
"When did you decide this? He's been with Gloria 2 years now, and I haven't seen you worry till now."
"It was different at first. She was small, but now the neighbors are talking, and I don't know anymore."
"Well, what have the neighbors to do with it? Now look, a robot is much more to be trusted than a human nanny. Robbie was made for only one purpose, and that is to take care of a little child. When we bought Robbie, we had a long discussion about the first law of robotics, which says that it is impossible for a robot to hurt a human being. But who is going to keep Gloria happy?"
"That's just it, George. She won't play with anyone else. There are lots of little boys and girls that she could make friends with, but she won't. That's no way for a little girl to grow up. You want her to be normal, don't you? You want her to be able to take her place in society, don't you?"
At first, Mr. Weston was angry with his wife, but she wouldn't stop, and finally, he agreed. One day, Gloria came home from school to find Robbie was gone. She was very unhappy.